Laureates Gretchen Huntley and listen and dance to some great rocking grooves by Pudge, The Red Handed and my band Triple J, all in support of the Gananoque and Area Food Bank. Advance tickets are available now for $20 through Eventbrite or by emailing me at ganspringrock@gmail.com. You can also help by buying one of our incredible Gan Rocks 2026 t-shirts and participating in our fundraising auction on Facebook, featuring wonderful gifts from local businesses, all in support of a great cause. So, take a look on Facebook for Gan Rocks, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Gan Spring Rock 2026 on April the 25th.
Tis I, DJ Tangent, and you're listening to Numbers with Wings here on CFRC 101.9 FM on the frequency modulation dial, CFRC.ca on the World Wide Web, and I'm broadcasting from the Lower Carruthers Hall of Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K703N6. It is just past 2 o'clock in whatever this time zone's called, so it's time for the theme song. Here we go. Whoops. Took two attempts to hit that button. Motor skills. What are they? All right, tis I, DJ Tangent, here, your host, Numbers with Wings. So, you've heard the theme song, Numbers with Wings, by The Bongos, as always. And I recently decided I like to kick it off with a bit of an upbeat tune. So that was New Church by the Lords of the New Church. Great album. I thought I had it, but I don't. So I'm going to have to add that to the list of albums for which I am hunting. All right. So it's March 29th. Where did this month go? Seems like only yesterday I was saying, hey, welcome to March. I think the thermometer in my car was a little optimistic when I got in. It claimed it was 14. It dropped down to 9 by the time I got here to the lovely Queens campus, which is only like 4 or 5 minutes away. Yeah, I know I should have walked, but my cat was sleeping on, one of my cats was sleeping on the bag that had my records in, and I hated to disturb her. So, but I made it in. So it's been a quiet week, I guess. I've been a bit under the weather. I fear that I have what my eldest has described as the 1,000-year cold. Hopefully not. Because I'm a man, it would be a 2,000-year cold, because it'll be twice as bad. But I did make it out a couple of nights this week. I did go to Ale Palooza 4, which was... The floors are still sticky in that place, man. It was good. It was very good. The bands rocked, as they should. And I'm going to play a song by one of them. A Dutch Baby song. One of their originals. So that's coming up in the not-too-distant future. And then the next night, which would have been Friday, I guess, I made it to the Oak Ridge Ave final show. Although if you looked at the fine print on the poster, it said probably. So who knows? It was like a veritable who's who of Kingston's music scene at that show. I saw A Random Wilderness, some Cassadors. Who else? Oh, Ruben Groot, he was a guest artist. But, oh, I was at the Duke Inn the night before as well, because, well, it was dark outside. What else you do? And I ran into, both nights, CSE's resident party animal, the host of Happy Town, John McClurg. So I'm going to play 3 songs in a row, I guess, here. The first one is dedicated to Mr. McClurg, the party man, and that song is Party Train, as done by Love Tractor. And then I will follow that up with Don't Pass Me By, which is a brand spanker, in fact. Or, sorry, I'm reading things upside down here. Gotta switch that. Makeshift, which is a brand spanker from Oak Ridge Ave. And then Don't Pass Me By Dutch Baby. Although, I'll just leave him in that order, it's fine. Not the end of the world. Okay, so here we go. John, this one's for you. just let Oak Ridge Ave fade off gentle into that good night. Thanks, guys. Some good tunes. Yeah, so we had Party Train by Love Tractor from their 1986 Big Time Records release, This Ain't No Outer Spaceship. It came on a Big Time sampler, a 4-song 7-inch record that runs at 33 1/3 RPMs, just to make things confusing. Yeah, I got it. It was in with a Jeffrey Lee Pierce album, actually. That's when I got that. And we followed that with Dutch Baby, Don't Pass Me By, which is, oh, what did you say it was? A song about, you know, that situationship and you're walking down Princess Street and something, something. And yeah, I don't know, kids these days. And then, yeah, lastly there was Makeshift by Oak Ridge Ave. So, yeah, tis I, DJ Tangent, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and all that. Yeah, so I guess it's officially spring and the baseball has started, so why not play, oops, push that button first, a couple of baseball-related tunes, and not OK Blue Jays. Sorry, this one has a long title, so I had to reach over and grab the album cover. So it's a song by Pew 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 from their album Sick Days. And you have to pronounce it that way because it has three I's. Sick Days. And it's on the heavy hitters side of said album, and it's called The Night John Buck Hit 3 Home Runs. And I know these guys are quite baseball fans because on their, well, I think the drummer was wearing a Blue Jays shirt when I saw them in concert at the Mansion, R.I.P. And their Instagram recently was them at a Blue Jays game, I think. Are the Blue Jays in Toronto these days? I don't know. Sorry, I'm not paying attention like I used to. And then I will follow that up with a song by Skinny Dick called In on the Upswing, which I guess is more about, like, not baseball. Oh, that's the thing. Coors Light drinkers play. Slow pitch? Yeah, I think that's it. Something like that. Anyway, pew 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 to start us off. Hit the right button, that one.
The night John Buck hit 3 home runs, we were racing across the city. The car's radio was blasting out the home team commentary. It was a snowy night, or at least cold, maybe raining, the roads were slippery. And we made it there just in time to see the team celebrate their victory. From the living room down to the car, to the living room at the hospice. We watched there earlier, but now it's late. We hoped TV would still be an option. The nurse let us in and told us that the time was coming close, and we can't stop you from dying, so we'll just stop you from dying alone. Go Blue Jays. Go Blue Jays. When I feel weird at parties, I pretend that I'm you. Cause you were never weird at parties, you talk to everybody in the room. And I know that the age gap makes this statement seem far-fetched, but honestly, ties aside, you were always my best friend. And so we watched a little baseball, we knew you'd want us to. It's not every day we get 3 home runs, especially by the same dude. Go Blue Jays. Go Blue Jays. Go Blue Jays. Go Blue Jays.
Pew 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 with the night John Buck hit three home runs, quite obviously a node to the Blue Jays. And In on the Upswing by Skinny Dick, which I'm assuming is about some reference to the, because they're playing baseball in the video. All right. What are we going to do now? A couple of brand spankers, I guess. A few weeks ago, I played a song by a band called Beached Out. I think it was called Taste of Regret, something like that. Sometime this week, I was contacted via the Instagram, so apparently people do follow me. Yay. Asking if I'd play one of their songs, to which I said, well, deep subject. Actually, I played one previously. And they said, oh, thanks. Would you like a Bandcamp coupon? I said, well, free music, sure. Sign me up. Yes, payola. I'm easy to buy. So yeah, folks, if you want your music played, I would suggest, well, actually, I found their record the first time on Earshot. So if you're a musician, look into that, because people like yours truly, when we're looking for brand spankers, I often troll around the Earshot, and if something catches my eye, mostly the title, then I'll play the song. If it catches my ear, then I'll, you know, you get the idea. Or reach out to your local DJ. I know of, well, given that I know Salt Licked and Rapture played one of their songs on Friday. And DJ Over Easy mentioned that he'd also been reached out to. It's worth a shot, you know? Yeah, hit us up, and if we like it, we'll play it. So I'm going to play a song. Oh, because they played the Queens alumni card. They're from Peterborough. Oh, there are two of them in the band. So I'm going to play their song, the title song of the album, Average Weekend. Average Weekends, called Average Weekends, so they're called Beach Out. And the other one is a song by Snail Mail. Now, I forget how long ago it was. So the album finally came out the 27th, which was, 2 days ago? You may remember me playing a song from it, because they, you know, on Bandcamp, they released, like, the teaser, the crack to get you hooked, so to speak. It was called Ricochet, I think. No, that was the name of the album. But anyway, so they, in the little blurb, they said, the luminous opener, Tractor Beam, but it wasn't available. So now it's available, so now I'm going to play it. So the luminous opener, Tractor Beam, is driven by jangly guitars, but is also ultimately about dissociation and, in quotes, feeling othered while acknowledging that you're spending a lot of your time and energy figuring out how to float away. That's pretty deep for a Sunday afternoon. Sorry about that. But anyway, what can you do? So we'll start us off again. Beached Out, Average Weekends, and then follow that up with Snail Mail and Tractor Beam.
Time that starts to fall. I'm back. What did I play? Oh, yeah. Beached out, average weekends, and snail mail, tractor beam. I'm not sure how I feel about the snail mail. I guess it's been a while since the last album, and I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about the strings. I'll have to listen to it a bit. The actual vinyl is in the mail, so once I get that, I'll spend some time with it, or on the band camp in the car. But yeah, it's good, but it's... I'm not sure. Her voice sounds different, too, which is kind of strange. But hey, as we age, time marches on. Voices change. And according to a song I've heard, voices carry. Oh, yes. All right. So today is the 29th. I think today is the Juno's Day. Maybe it was last night. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I know it's the Juno's. Because the second song I'm going to play is by Sister Ray, who was nominated in Adult Contemporary. I know this because I saw a little interview with him. And talking about the music, it's singer-songwriter, but with guitars. I would agree. When I saw them opening for Georgia Harmer, it was just one person, one guitar. But the little, I guess it was CBC produced it, maybe. There was additional guitar. No, there wasn't. There was one guitar, bass, and drums. Yeah, but it was more band-like. So yeah, good song. So in honor of the Juno nomination, I'm going to play the title track, Believer, from the album Believer. But first, the exciting bit of today. I'm going to the Toucan. Okay, that's not really news or exciting. But 47 Teeth are playing, and I will be able to exchange my test pressing of the album Fakers with one that has words on it. So, yeah, it'll be cool to have an album that doesn't just have a blank label, which, I mean, I can live without lyric sheets and stuff because, well, sometimes I guess I read them. But the label's handy. So I'm going to play, I hope, Portland Flower by 47 Teeth first, and then Believer by Sister Ray. So I hit the right button. Turn the volume on. We should hear 47 Teeth first. Yes.
I'm gonna embarrass my damn self, 'cause I fell in love with the way it fell. We'll be right back.
Portland Flowers by 47 Teeth and Believer, the title song of Sister Ray's album Believer. And yes, it was called Believer. So let's see if I can click here. Okay, so a few weeks ago, maybe a month, I don't know how long ago, played a song by a band called Electric Lemonade, called Sinners, from an album called, I believe, Every Song Is About You, I think. Anyway, they dropped another single this week, and actually, based on their Instagram post, they may have actually released the album, but I'm not sure. Anyway, so I've got another song of theirs that I found on Earshot yesterday or today. It's called Interstellar Scars, and it's the clean version. Whew. Thank you, people. It's always important here on the radio. And I believe I read the little blurby thing. It said something about describes their live shows, I think. Something like that. Anyway, another brand spanker from Electric Lemonade, who are from either Yellowknife or Whitehorse. One or the other. I will look that up and get back to you before the end of the show. Anyway, here we go with Interstellar Scars.
Take one. Stay on top.
So that was Electric Lemonade with Interstellar, the clean version, which they did just catch the bad words there, didn't they? Yes, they are from Whitehorse. What does it say? This, open up album dropping on... Oh, it's out now. All right. So the album All These Songs About You has been released. Cool. I'll have to check it out further on the Bandcamp. All right. Hey, look at that. I'm not running out of time. Anyway, tis I. Has been I. It has been I. Yes. Yeah, sure. We'll go with that. DJ Tangent, your host here on Numbers with Wings on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Coming up next, Julian Taylor and his jukebox. 3 hours of a wide variety of music. That guy's all over the map, which is fine. Hey, who am I to judge? They don't call me Tangent for nothing, right? I mean, you go from